What is up, guys? It's Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 157, Strong the Iron Will Way. I want to talk today about something, concept called bumps in the road. Bumps in the road is referring to this idea that when we start to undertake something new, gym in it is the perfect example. So let's just say this is not something that we've ever really done, you know, for real. We probably at this point we've messed around with the idea of getting in shape here and there. Maybe as part of a team in as a younger person, maybe on our own messing around here and there, but maybe we've never really dove into this like trying to lose weight, trying to get in shape thing. So we're gonna get started on that. And maybe it's something else, you know, right? One of the examples I'll give is my first foray into business. But whatever it is, when we start that new endeavor, there's this, I don't know, hope that all is going to go as planned. There's probably an unrealistic expectation that all is going to go as planned, because I think when we observe it happening by someone else, the process of whatever it is we're trying to achieve, it appears to happen according to plan, or that's what we assume. And then there's also this little fear that it's not going to work, and that we're not destined for this, and we're not cut out for this, and there's going to be lots of problems, and it's not going to work. Okay, those are things that were in our subconscious as we attempt. So I'll tell you where this bumps in the road concept hit home for me recently. And again, a lot of these things come from seemingly mundane daily activities, but I had my kids and our dog in the car the other day, and we were heading out to take him to doggy daycare for the day. Now, Curtis does not love the car. A lot of dogs like the car. Curtis does not enjoy the car. So every time we're in the car, he's a little bit anxious. So he's sitting in the car, he's a little bit anxious, and we're on the highway, and it occurs to me, and I even discussed this with my kids, I said, you know, how strange must it be for this animal to be going 60 miles an hour when, you know, their body's not designed to move this quickly. So it must just be really, take a while for him to understand what the hell's going on moving this quickly, right? So it's not surprising, I guess, that he's a little apprehensive, but, you know, how often does it not occur to us that might be happening? Then I noticed we hit a couple potholes, and this guy freaks out. We just hit a couple bumps, you know, they're probably an inch deep, but boom, boom, and he is just like eyes wide open, kind of shaken, just looking around like, holy shit, what is happening? And it got me thinking, like, you know, that doesn't faze me or even the kids, because we've been in a car a million times and we know that's what potholes are. We're not about to crash. We haven't lost control. That's just part of the drive. And then it got me thinking to people that have difficulty flying, right? With anxiety about flying. And I can remember being one of those people. I didn't fly a lot. You know, so that kind of first time you fly, you're just like, wow, this is so cool, right? And then, but you're kind of questioning, like, how is this happening? How am I in a giant, heavy metal plane miles and miles up in the air and we're not falling? As you're having that thought, you hit a little turbulence and you shit yourself, right? Because you're like, oh my god, here we go, we're going down, like, this is the end. And if it's rough turbulence, it's really scary. You're grabbing onto your friend who you're flying with, you're grabbing onto the handrail, you're grabbing onto the stranger you're sitting with, whatever, you're just kind of freaking out. But after you've flown for several times, you start to realize that, again, like the car ride, this is just a part of flying. These are just bumps. This is little things that happen in the air. I don't even know what the hell it comes from. Turbulence. It's not a crash. Nothing's wrong. You get to the point where you can literally sleep through them. You know, we run in turbulence now. My heart rate doesn't go up for 1 second. I know it's just part of the flight. But the new person can't be expected to understand that. You know, the dog can't be expected to understand these potholes. A child that's first going for rides in a car can't be expected to understand what potholes feel like. So it totally makes sense. Well, this is exactly the concept that happens to us when we try these new endeavors. You know, we're expecting this smooth ride. We're uncomfortable. We're alert for anything that feels weird. And everything's going smoothly for a while, but then all of a sudden we hit a couple bumps in the road. So if that is working out and getting fit, you know, this is the path of an athlete, okay? So when you decide to get fit and get in shape, you're basically on the path to becoming an athlete. Whether you are 300 pounds or 100 pounds, whether you can just, you know, do 5 squats with your body weight or squats at 300 pounds, you're an athlete. You're using your body physically like an athlete does. You're developing strength, coordination, you know, conditioning, all that stuff. Well, if you follow the path of an athlete and you really actually had true insight to the athlete's life and preparation to any event, there are lots of bumps in the road that happen along the way. Very rarely will you go to a sporting event, I don't care if it's boxing, basketball, football, baseball, hockey, you name it. The athletes that are competing have encountered lots of bumps in the road because what you don't realize is these people are normal people, and meaning they have normal shit that happens to them in life just like we do. So there's going to be an athlete out there who is in a big fight with his wife, or she's in a big fight with her husband. There's going to be an athlete out there who's having a really difficult time with their children, but they still have to compete. There's an athlete out there who's lost a loved one recently, or going through a divorce, or lost a bunch of money in the market. Like something, a lot of them have side businesses. Maybe there's something major going on in their side business. Like they have personal problems that they run into. We all know that they get injured. You don't realize, but they all lose motivation and training. I mean, think of it's, you know, it's difficult for us to stay motivated sometimes, but think of how, on one hand, it must be so difficult to be motivated if you're the best in the world at what you do, right? How are you motivated to get up and do the mundane conditioning drills and practice dribbling and layups when you're, you know, one of the best 20 people in the world at this sport? It's got to be hard to be motivated, right? So they run into the same challenges that we do and that you will run into. So when you're trying to get in shape and you run into this 2-week period where you've had the flu and you can't work out and you're discouraged because you're like, oh my God, I was just getting started. And then you run into another, you get back on track, and then 3 months later you are going through some personal stuff and you just can't seem to get it together and your eating sucks and your workouts suck and you're, you know, you're going through the motions but you're not getting anywhere. You could easily, again, start to think that this is time to quit. But when in reality, this is just another bump in the road. It's completely normal and to be expected. It's not a sign something's wrong. It's not a sign that this is not your destiny. This is just part of the process. You guys who have been listening for a while have probably heard me talk about this in a business sense as well. I remember when we first had our training studio in Miami, my business partner had a lot of business experience, a very seasoned knowledgeable businessman. I, on the other hand, had zero. My only experience up to that point had been, training people one-on-one. So I just dealt with my own clients. I didn't have other people's clients to worry about. I didn't have leases and taxes and employees and other people's clients. It was just me. So going there, as soon as we started to run into what I now understand are normal business challenges, we'd have a client that wasn't happy with something. We'd have a coach or a trainer that wasn't happy with something. We'd have something that we filed incorrectly and we owed money, or our rent was late, or our rent went up, or we had a problem with the common area. I mean, all of this stuff seemed to be just like going wrong. And I was like, what am I doing wrong? Maybe I'm just not a good manager, or I don't know how to run this thing. And my partner said, this is all normal stuff, dude. Don't even think twice about it. Expect this stuff. Don't let it get you flustered. In fact, if you have a week or two and none of this stuff happens, consider that a very fortunate couple weeks, because this is just part of the process. So I've never forgotten that. I think about it all the time with anything that I do now, is that I'm expecting to run into these bumps in the road. And I try really hard not to allow them to make me feel like this is a sign to stop, a sign to quit, a sign that it's not working. But to understand that this is just a part of the process, and we're going to hit bumps, we're going to get injured, we're going to miss time, we're going to fail, we're going to try a different way, that's going to be better, this is it, this is how it works. It doesn't, it's not a straight line. It doesn't come without setbacks and, you know, 2 steps forward, 1 step back. This is all part of the process. So I want to encourage you guys to think about that when you go to start anything new, particularly your health and fitness journey. Expect these problems, expect these little setbacks, expect things to get rough, expect your motivation to fade, come back. You expect your results to do the same. But keep your head down and keep going and understand, just have confidence understanding that this is how it works. This is not unique to you. This is not a problem. This is not unusual. This is how it works. And that's the same for anything. So if there's anything that you want to try that's new, just understand that nobody accomplishes anything new without running into some bumps in the road. Enjoy the ride, you guys. Have a good day.